John 14:21 says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." The more our love for Jesus grows, the more we will willingly and trustingly and joyfully obey him, the more we will know of him. That's a promise straight from Jesus. He will make himself known to us. But how does he do this? He makes himself known to us through his word and the Spirit. To those whom God has made alive by his Spirit and are humbly walking with the Lord, he's more present and real than anything you can hold in your hands. You may be sitting there thinking, but I'm a Christian and I don't experience this closeness. Well, look at the conditions. Love for the Lord that leads to obedience yields the fruit of this promise. A.W. Pink said it this way, "This manifestation of Christ is made only to the one who really loves him, and the proof of love to him is not by emotional displays, but by submission to his will." Growing in communion happens no matter the circumstance. John grew in his understanding while on the island of Patmos. Paul longed to grow in his fellowship with Christ. But notice this, growth in communion with Christ does not happen apart from trustingly obeying Christ. Scores of people are ready for the big adventure with God in hopes that they will grow closer in communion with him, but they're unwilling to respect their husbands or love their neighbor or keep their mouths shut or steward their finances. They are unwilling to submit and obey in the small matters, so their growing closer to Christ is stunted. Keep this in mind as you walk with Jesus day by day. And as you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Kapare Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.